Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to get cosmic. actually, I've always been fascinated with cosmic consciousness, being aware of the cosmos, as now we're seeing more and more people exploring the universe and looking into what's out there. But also, what's important is to understand what's inside here as well. Because what we find is that maybe the further out we go, the further in we must go as well. And I really think that as I'm looking more and more of my fascination with higher levels of consciousness, I'm also understanding how important it is to be able to bring that clearly, concisely, and in a language, in a way that is understood and used and able to be used in our everyday life. And I think this is kind of where some people got a little confused in the late 60s when they started dropping acid, which still happens. And then they got stuck in always wanting to get higher into that state. But when you try to bring that state back and merge it with where you are, which is so important, that's another story. That takes another whole level of understanding meditation, another awareness that you have to be able to live with the higher principles in the cosmos as well. So it's an interesting balancing act that you have to be able to do when you explore the cosmos. I think that if we looked at how the astronauts have changed after they went out to the moon and back, and how they saw the world from a different perspective, many of them were greatly changed. Now, maybe it's just that perspective that they saw it, but maybe it's also the energy. Maybe it's also the energy of being in that place that changed them. So today, I'm going to talk a bit about this. I write many poems, and of course, I write every day, and I've been doing that every day after meditation. The other day, I wrote, watching the light reveal pictures of the coming day's energy field. As the soul reports which way the energy is going today. Now, okay, I'm breaking that down now for a moment. Don't you ever stop in the morning and just pause and look and see which way the wind's blowing, which way the light's going, what's the energy out there, what's on your mind, maybe what you had dreamt, what you're feeling for the day? Basically, you kind of just do a review in the morning of how it feels. Maybe set your intention for what you wish to create and accomplish today as well. Okay, I continue on to write, there is a constant pull. Ah, that constant pull, do you know that one? That longing of the heart to know the truth of truths that will allow you to understand what life has to show. Those glimpses that are seen in parts unknown. And that happens in our inner exploration as well in the outer exploration of the world. From darkness to light, we sense and feel the evolution of our being, which teaches us to believe how amazing this life is. This ability that unites us in an infinite field of matter and spirit merging in being alive there in you and me. That energy field that actually holds that cosmic consciousness, that energy field that holds all of the stars and the universe, that holds your inner soul and light and spirit, this amazing energy field of creation that we live in and we dwell in. And we have at our use to create with. It's really miraculous. I think it's always good to be aware of this energy, and I think in meditation, it's a perfect way to do it. And it's even better if when you go into those and delve and dwell in those higher forms of the consciousness, that you remember to absorb it and bring it into your consciousness that you have and use in your daily life. That merging always, you know, the highest consciousness with all levels of your consciousness always can really improve everything in your life. It brings that higher point of view back to that point inside of you. I wrote another poem that said, "This cosmic net of energy is made of iridescent threads of life. From the Creator's magnificent robe of being that is from the source of all life. We can navigate our way to be in tune with the symphony of the great conductor." Ah, that great conductor, right? The Creator of the universe, the Creator of the cosmos, that great conductor that allows Spirit to guide us through the truth that it awakens. That seed planted there in me and you. It's like a magnet. It's an eternal flame. It's like that heart song you create. It holds the force of the nameless name. The soul in you has a name. The soul in you must claim your part in the universal game. But remember, life is not designed to be the substitute for escaping our own everyday reality. And that comes down to that very important part about merging our highest awareness and consciousness with our everyday living, being practical, being a practical mystic. If we believe we can see that reflection through a mirror hidden here, that mirror with the dimensions of cosmic laughter, in this atmosphere where we dwell, we can listen then to the stars when we search to find the answer to that power beyond all space and time. And then we might just be open to believe and understand the secrets held there deep within your higher mind that lead you back to find the answers are always lying there deep inside. Now, this is the crux of mystic practice, mystical energy, the mystical awareness. This is the illumination, this is the cosmic consciousness, and the part in the cosmic consciousness that plays such an important role in our life, which is being able to live with that highest energy and live it and bring it forth in your life in ways that can serve and help the entire world. I did a album, Sacred Rainbows, and there's a piece on it that I'm going to play that details and also shares a poem I wrote about the cosmos. And I'd like you to just close your eyes and go into that wonderful light within that space of peace and quiet, of being alive there in that highest light of being. Just breathing in and breathing out and going to the soul within and dwelling there in that beautiful light of your soul that is attuned to the cosmos, that is attuned to the highest light in the universe, that is attuned to the Creator. Allow yourself to expand your mind, expand your consciousness, expand your way of being. Do not be afraid, just embrace your true self that is there within. And just breathe it and bring it into all of your entire body, your mind, your emotions, your energy field, the light around you, your armor of light that protects you. And allow it to expand into a beautiful space where you're safe and full of that love and light of the universe. Breathing in and breathing out. Just being. Just being in that expanded state of consciousness. Breathing in and breathing out. Merging the highest energy field of the cosmos there within your own mind and allowing it to charge every single cell and all of the light that's there in your body to bring a wonderful healing regenerative energy to all of you so you are renewed in this beautiful light. Feel how good that feels and just allow yourself to dwell there. The infinite cosmos whispers the mystical sound with a key to the doorway. Once lost, now found. The love that flutters with the wings of ecstasy flies to the one source that created this unsolved mystery. Love speaks its own language, words can't explain, becoming unfathomable. The quest forever remains. The promise of everything hoped for in the gift of God's bliss. It's never quite reached, yet always exists. Still close enough to remember with every breath that's breathed, echoes through creation with the promise of that vow revealed. Love is there to save us with the answers to our heart's call. That eternal flame lights the darkest night that burns away all fear and strife. So hold your hands up high to touch the stars, where angels abide in the realm of heaven's skies. Awaken to the promise of eternal life to see that vision in the soul's eyes. Speak the sacred prayer that will take you there to the heart where God's love resides. We are sculpted by life's lessons as the prayer wheel turns around and we are shown the light that the prayer flags fly, forgiving fears so hidden that separates and divide beyond all reasons we still find. The truth cannot be denied. Boundaries that can't be seen push the limits of the mind. What this all means is sometimes deciphered in time. But there's more good present if we can just believe in our essential humanity that through love will help us to heal. The tearing of the worn-out seams allow us now to see what's beneath that is now revealed. That which understanding must heal. And we learn through life's lessons
As spirit turns us round, we are shown the way to find the access to love's higher ground.